Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Dorotia Zurbo. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're presenting the film here at the festival called Easy Lessons. Would you maybe like to introduce it a little bit and tell us what it's about?
It's about a young Somalian refugee girl, Kafia, who comes to Europe by herself because she has to escape from a child marriage in Somalia. And basically the film follows her process of assimilating to a new culture, how she's breaking all the taboos and how she's kind of growing up.
Can you tell me a little bit more about, just to give a more cultural context of the movie, about the structures that are in place and how she's getting to do this process?
Yes, so basically the film starts, like our initial idea was that the film starts when she, like... She lives in Hungary already. She is living in a children's home, and she's preparing for the Hungarian graduation exam, and she's learning Hungarian, and it's kind of like a very difficult and absurd task how to accomplish a graduation. But slowly the film becomes more and more intimate because we get to know that we see like little everyday micro situations from her life, how she's like learning in the high school, how she's living in a children's home. She starts doing modeling, she's working in a factory, and she finds a first love with a Hungarian white Christian boy, and how all these situations are affecting her. And what is the narrative basis of the film? It's more of an inner confession because she feels that like all the things that she's doing in order to be able to live in Hungary and to be able to assimilate and find relations, she has to break a lot of taboos, which are taboos in her culture. For example, like dancing with a white boy in a high school prom, or swimming, or undress for a sport class, and slowly we are kind of moving with the bigger and bigger taboos because she finds a love, she falls in love with the Hungarian boy, and she becomes Christian because of him. So it's kind of like the biggest sin, and she feels a constant guilt in her everyday life, because whatever is very natural for us, but it's kind of a sin for her. And the film deals with this inner process, and it's more like a psychological portrait of how she lives through all these feelings to kind of changing a cultural identity.
But there are people that and institutions that help her along the way, right? She's not doing it on her own.
Yes, because she when she arrives to Hungary, she's a minor, so immediately she got into the Hungarian childcare system. So she needs to live in a children's home. She has to go to a high school, and she's surrounded by social workers who are trying to help her. But somehow, because it's like Hungary, it's not a destination for refugees. She's kind of an alien in all these environments. And what we could also see in the film in a very subtle way how difficult it is for a refugee children to kind of get familiar with the life in Hungary, because we don't have kind of an integration model for foreign kids.
How did you meet Kafia? Kafia is her name, right?
Yes. Actually, we met in 2015 because at that time I was reading an article about unaccompanied minors, like children and youngsters who are coming alone to Europe. And I was more interested in this, like, emotional process of how you leave behind your family, that safe bubble that you grew up, and then suddenly you have to become an adult and start a new life by yourself. And I went to this children's home, and I was volunteering there for a short time. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting that it was a center for unaccompanied minors, that at that time 200-300 teenager boys was living there, because it was not very common that girls are doing this dangerous journey by themselves, and Kafia was the only girl in the center.
Right, and that's the thing in itself, right? The fact that she was the only girl in the center is pretty, you know,
yes,
just goes to show.
Because I was also, and then I met with her, and when, like, immediately I felt this very charismatic, positive vibe around her. She started to smile. We started to have a little small talk about the Hungarian language. So I got, it's more intuitive, so I got really interested in her. And also I was interested in the women's perspective in this story, that how she feels through.
Right, yeah. And there's a couple of, like, ways in which you do it. I was particularly taken by the moment in which you were actually interacting with, like, we hear your voice, I believe, behind the camera talking to her. And that was like the, you know, it happens not at the beginning of the film, and it made me really think about how the camera is a means for conversation. And I think you mentioned something like that in the Q&A after the screening, right?
Yes, because like all the... Like when you are shooting a documentary, it's always like, you know, the concept, it's constantly changing as you get familiar with a life situation or you get to know a person more and more. And it's pretty true to this film as well, because like you always have like kind of initial concept, but as I got to know Kafi, as I got to know her innermost feelings or what is the biggest difficulties in her life or she started to trust in me, like I felt that I have to kind of adjust and shape also the film to her soul. And what was kind of a realization for me after some time, that the biggest difficulties are not getting the papers or making a Hungarian language exam or finding a job, because she's really ambitious, she's really hardworking, she can do this, but the biggest battle happens in her heart. And I really wanted to reflect on it in the film and create a situation where maybe she could kind of like talk about all those feelings that she's really keeping inside and a little bit make her relieve from these guilt and feelings and once we had a conversation that what is the biggest pain for her, and she was always mentioning the mom, that she doesn't dare to tell all the things that happens with her to her mom. And I was really surprised the first time when I saw her talking to the mom on Skype, on the phone. She always puts up the hijab, and I thought that this is very symbolic, and maybe we should turn the film to kind of an unsent letter, a confession to the mom, so that she can tell and show all the things that she's not daring to share with her now.
Well, actually, I'm concerned. I'm a little conscious of the time, but I feel like as well during the process, maybe being a part of this film also helped her get over these barriers, I would say, is a key word as well to use. So overcome them. Do you feel like that?
Yes, yes, exactly. And what was really nice also to see what happened with her after we premiered and released the film, because we were invited to many Q&As and we met with the audience and I think that Kafia saw how people reacted to her story, that they were touched, they were asking questions, they were interested, they were proud of her. And I think after some time, she started to see herself through the eyes of the audience, and it was a little bit of a self-reflection, but I think she could kind of really build this experience into herself to accept her decisions, to accept her fate now.
Yeah, it must have been a powerful experience. We're going to have to go, but thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for the talk.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.